Coming up this morning on your community radio station at 7:30, Dave Marza hosts Voices from the Edge Talk Radio. In the first part of the show, his guests will be members of the group Middle-Aged Housewives for Livability and Open Government. They'll discuss their campaign opposing plans for development in Washington County. At 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 10:30, Marianne Barasanic interviews Dr. Helen Caldicott about her new book, Nuclear Power is Not the Answer. At 10, Carlos Chavez hosts Chicanismo. He speaks with a representative from Human Rights Watch about human rights violations in detention centers. And at 10:30 on Art Focus, host Julie Bernard speaks with artist Zachary Kircher, whose work is included in the Oregon Biennial, now at the Portland Art Museum. And at 11, it's Democracy Now! Thanks for listening and have a good day.
This is the community calendar for Thursday, August 10th. There will be a free bike tour of Southeast City Repair Sites this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Visit 6 city repair sites in Portland Southeast neighborhoods, including recently finished projects from the 2006 Village Building Convergence. Hosts will be on hand to discuss the sites and the process behind community building projects. In addition, you may be helping out at a work party to finish one of the sites. Lunch will be provided. This is a great event for those who want to learn more about the City Repair Project and its efforts to advance social and environmental sustainability in Portland. For more information and to reserve a spot, email aufheil@hotmail.com or call 503-235-8946, 503-235-8946. The Oregon Council for the Humanities, in partnership with Reed College, is offering a free college credit humanities course to adults living on low incomes in Portland. The class is called Humanity in Perspective, or HIP. The Oregon Council for the Humanities makes every effort to remove the obstacles to education that people living in poverty face. Tuition and book costs are covered, and bus tickets, on-site childcare, and snacks are also covered. Over two semesters, students read, discuss, and write about great classic and contemporary texts, from Plato to the U.S. Constitution to Malcolm X. The HIP course is taught by Reed College professors, and students earn transferable Reed College credit. HIP classes take place Monday and Thursday evenings from September through March. For more information or to request an application, please contact Jennifer Allen, the HIP course director, 503-241-0543. You can also learn more and download an application at OregonHUM.org. The World Beyond Capitalism Conference will be holding its volunteer meeting Saturday, August 12th from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the St. Francis Hall that's located at 1182 Southeast Pine Street in Portland. Come learn about volunteering for conference positions, submit conference proposals, and help make the conference as community inclusive and productive as possible. Free vegan refreshments. This meeting is suitable for the entire family, and people of all races, ethnic groups, and marginalized groups are welcome. For more information, visit the web at aworldbeyondcapitalism.org or call the World Beyond Capitalism Conference nationwide info line, 503-727-2622, 503-727-2622. And this has been the Community Calendar for Thursday, August 10th. I'm Alicia Olson for KBOO, listener-sponsored community radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis.
It has been satisfying for me to have this short stint on the board because there a lot of people trying to make some very positive changes now in terms of the whole climate, the atmosphere of the board. And we've been benefiting from consultations from other knowledgeable people with nonprofits. And I find that really heartening, all that effort being put forth.
Hi, I'm the KBOO Board President, Orion Gray. Have you considered running for the KBOO Board of Directors? KBOO members who are interested in governing the best darn nonprofit in Portland, now's your time. The board is doing exciting work right now, and we want people with great skills and interpersonal strengths to be a part of it. If this is you, submit your 500-word statement to Ani Haynes by Friday, August 11th at volunteer@kboo.org. More information in this month's listener guide. Ballots are mailed out in late August and counted September 30th at the KBOO annual meeting. In the meantime, come on down to a board meeting and get a feel for it. Sunday, August 6th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 16th. Good things are in the works. Be a part of it.
If you always do what you always did, then you always get what you always got.
Exactly.
We are at the crossroads of choice. As reproductive rights are challenged, it has become more important than ever to know where we are on choice issues, both nationally and locally. KBOO Community Radio joins In Other Words Women's Book and Resources, located at 8 Northeast Killingsworth in Williams, and co-sponsoring a discussion about what today's legislative battles will mean for the women of tomorrow. Executive Director of NARAL Pro-Choice Oregon, Michelle Stranger Hunter, will speak at, In Other Words, on Wednesday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. Check out www.inotherwords.org for complete details. That's at the Crossroads of Choice on Wednesday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. A co-sponsorship by your community radio station, KBOO 90.7 FM.